And I'd like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday, or many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's going on this weekend?
Going on? There's a bunch of food stuff going on this weekend.
I love to eat food.
Yeah. It's the best way to do it.
I think so.
What, you know a shortcut? If you know a shortcut, let me know.
IV steak.
There's the Super Bowl this weekend.
Yes, I'm going to be at that. I'm one of the MCs along with the wonderful Ira Gordon of KBIC.
I'm going to be there just eating soup.
Good.
And it's supposed to be like rainy and nasty tomorrow, so it'll be a good soup day for sure.
You know, I think when you're in a drought, rainy isn't nasty anymore.
No, it's not. I mean, unless you're like me and like you just hate being cold and wet.
Yeah.
Then there's that.
But you know what? You can get a rain cold?
No. That's too much trouble.
Yeah, good point.
It's easier to complain.
So the Super Bowl is starts at noon, and it's at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
Yeah, noon on Saturday. And there's around 25 restaurants this year. I think they're only selling about 1,200 tickets, and this thing always sells out,
yeah.
Really.
And it's a tremendous benefit for the Food Depot and for fighting hunger.
Yes, which is a big problem in the state of New Mexico.
Indeed it is.
As we all know. Now they just moved into their new warehouse, and they can serve up to 10 million meals a year now. And they need volunteers, too. So you should go to thefooddepot.org and figure out how you can volunteer.
A wonderful
organization. And you should get your tickets.
Yes.
Now, I would try and get tickets at the door because when I ordered online, they were supposed to be mailed to me. And so if they're mailed out today, they're not going to get to you.
By tomorrow morning at noon.
Yeah. And mine never showed up anyway.
Uh-oh.
That's all right. We got it figured out.
Good.
That's not the Food Depot's fault. That's the post office's fault.
Right.
Okay, so there's that, and that's Saturday. But tonight, well, it's actually this afternoon. I'm going to ditch that. I'm going to, like, sneak out of work early. Don't tell my boss.
Oh, no, she's not listening.
But from 4 to 8 p.m. Is Winter Brew at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion.
Brew.
Winter Brew. This is the second one. They had one last year. It sold out really fast. Chris Goblet, who is New Mexico's beer ambassador for the New Mexico Brewers Guild, just announced that there's only 100 tickets left at the door. No online sales. So if you want to go, you should probably show up before 4 and stand in line if you want a ticket.
All right. Winter Brew.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
You want a rundown of what's going on? Let's see. 15 breweries and local distillery Santa Fe Spirits is going to be there. There's going to be all kinds of restaurants serving food.
Excellent.
And the food is priced between $1 and $5. It's really inexpensive. And I'm not going to say how much tickets are, but when you get your ticket, you get to sample as many beers as you want. And then if you want to buy a pint, you can buy a pint, too. And they have a system for doing that. It's very strange.
And they're little tiny sort of like NyQuil-sized cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, I don't remember how they did it last year, if they just, like, give you a cup and you just, you know, walk around with it.
Yeah.
And the smart ones will actually rinse it out for you, so you can, you know.
Yeah, so your cup is cleansed.
Yes. So, anyway, that's tonight. That's this afternoon. It starts at 4 o'clock. Show up. It's going to be fun. And I think there's only, like, 650 or 700 tickets, but that place gets packed.
Excellent.
So, those two things are happening. What else is going on?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's going on. I got a notice from the local group of Amnesty International, and they have let us know that Cipriana Jurado was forced to flee her home in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, with her two children in fear of being murdered for her stand against the disappearances, murders, and harassment of the workers at the maquiladores, those factories that were set up when NAFTA went into effect. They fled to Chicago. They're under the protection of the Chicago Religious Leadership Network on Latin America. They got political asylum, and now they live in Santa Fe with the help of the Westminster Presbyterian Church, and she will be speaking, Ms. Jurado, on Monday from 5:30 to 7 at 1804 Espinacitas Street. And that's one block off of St. Michael's Drive between 5th Street and the railroad tracks. And you can support the Women of Juarez. If you want more information, you can call 988-2293 or look for the Santa Fe local group of Amnesty International.
Sweet. Hey, happy Robert Burns Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's Robert Burns Day.
Oh, really? Can you say more about that?
No.
Oh, yes, you can.
He's a celebrated Scottish poet. You know, he wrote Auld Lang Syne and a lot of other things that a lot of people don't know.
Why is it Robert Burns Day? Is it his birthday?
It's his birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's his 254th birthday. He's not looking good.
But he sounds as great as ever.
Right. So, yeah, good luck finding haggis to celebrate Robert Burns Day in this town. But
yeah, you know, make your own haggis.
Make your own haggis.
Just chop stuff up.
Just chop a bunch of innards up and stuff them in an animal's stomach and steam it for 3 hours.
Put it in the Santa Fe Baking Company blender. All right, here's one from the Taos Community Chorus. They are preparing a program of spirituals, and they are inviting people to join in. Rehearsals begin on Monday, February 4th. Oh, I guess we're a week in advance. But anyway, if you want more information on that, you can go to taoschorus.com, or you can call 575-776-3998. I don't know if there's an audition or if you can just join in. But anyway, you can give them a call.
You can give them a call.
Taoschorus.com.
Hey, the Sticky is playing.
Oh.
You like the Sticky?
I have been told that I cannot live without the Sticky, and I haven't been yet, but I got to go.
Saturday they're playing at the Rail Yard Performance Center.
Nice.
Yeah, they had a long-standing gig at Rouge Cat, which, you know, they're not there anymore, but Rail Yard Performance Center is actually a great place to see live music. And they're going to be there Saturday at what time? Oh, 9 p.m. Tickets are, I think, available at the door. And Funkalicious. Really, just Funkalicious.
You've heard them.
Yes.
They're fantastic. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And so.
The Sticky.
Yeah. And you already talked about the Zia Singers.
Yes.
Very recently.
Yes.
As a matter
Minutes
of fact,
ago.
Right? What else is happening? Oh, here. Here's something. The Underground. 9 p.m. Sunday, January 27th, a punk reunion. The Floors, one of Santa Fe's original punk bands from back in the 80s. Are going to be having a little reunion show there at, 9 p.m. on Sunday.
Excellent.
That's going to be neat. Who else is playing? Oh, Antique Scream, which is a great Seattle-based blues metal, sort of blues rock, I'd say, actually, band. They're going to be there also. The Underground is inside of Angelo's, if you don't know that. It's down in the bowels.
What street are we talking about?
It's on San Francisco Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, right there on the corner.
Now, there's an opening reception tomorrow at 5:30 for the Millicent Rogers Museum 11th Annual Miniatures Show and Sale. And that seems to be, well, let's see. Seems to be at the Spanish Colonial Arts Society. It seems to be at the on Museum Hill. But it's, is that right? Anyway, yeah. If for more information, you can call 982-2226. And the show goes on through the 24th of February.
Sweet. Hey, we should talk about Judy Shepherd coming to town.
Yes.
She's coming, let's see, 7 p.m. next Tuesday at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center.
Free, no tickets required.
Right. Free, no tickets required. First come, first serve. This is a really important thing that they're doing, especially now, I think, in Santa Fe.
Judy Shepherd, mother of Matthew Shepherd, who was killed in 1998, I think it was.
Yes.
It was a terrible, awful hate crime.
Yes, an awful hate crime. And since Matthew's death, Judy Shepherd has been a huge advocate for the LGBTQ community. And it's kind of rare to have her come down here. You know, we've seen the Laramie Project. We've seen the Laramie Project 10 years later. Capital High School is responsible for bringing Judy Shepherd here. Thank you, Capital High.
Yay.
And they have an erase hate anti-bullying program there at the school. I wrote a story. I got an exclusive interview with Judy Shepherd in today's Pazzo Tiempo.
Excellent.
And it's I think especially for Santa Fe, where a lot of people think this is a very tolerant place. And in some ways it is. But for gays and lesbians, it's still a huge uphill battle.
There's a way to go.
Not only in terms of rights, but in terms of acceptance and hate, really.
Well, it was interesting because I had those guys on the air this earlier this week, and they were talking about how Capitol High was putting on a performance of the Laramie Project, and that some of the parents didn't want their children to participate in this because it had gay themes.
Yes, they pulled them out because of the subject matter, which is proof enough that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
It's like, get over it.
I know.
You're on the losing side of history.
I know.
It's boring.
I know, but it
takes so much energy to hate. It takes so little energy to just like your neighbor, if not love them.
I would encourage some of our fine legislators to go and see Judy Shepherd speak on Tuesday.
Ah, great. Good idea.
Yeah. They're going to be busing students in from Capitol High School. I would hope that some of the other schools would get on board and also give students that option. Get a bunch of people together, put them on a bus, and bring them down there.
Okay, legislators, students, and parents.
And parents. Good.
All right.
Yeah.
Lenzik is already going to fill up.
Lenzik is going to fill up. Yeah, this is a one-night-only deal, so.
Yep. And totally free. You just walk in. Now, Felines and Friends has, as you can imagine, sent me a kitty of the week.
Kitty.
And this week's featured kitty is Jem, an energetic and playful boy who loves to be in the middle of the action. And he's friendly with other cats, and cat-friendly dogs who don't like to eat cats. And he's living with dogs and cats in his foster home. He loves human attention. He purrs when he's being petted or snuggled. He's quite extroverted and would not be happy as an only cat. He wants to be around other animals. He loves male cats. And he has a short coat with brown tabby markings. For more information, call 316-2281. That's in the 505 area code. Email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can just go to fnfnm.org. So that's Felines and Friends. I love how all these cats have such very different personalities.
I know.
You really, it's like we've said before, it's like kittymatch.com.
Kittymingle.com.
And you really have to get the right cat for you. Have you got a puppy yet?
No, have not yet. I think we've decided we're going to wait for ski season to be over.
Ah.
So that my partner can be around more.
Yeah.
And we can share more of the responsibilities of raising this, whatever we decide to get.
Okay.
You know, adopt, I should say. But I've seen many people have sent me pictures of dogs that need adoption right away. And unfortunately, I can't do it right now. But always trying to find homes for the good ones. So
the film Any Day Now is being held over at the screen, which is quite a wonderful film made last year. Another gay theme, gay adoption, and disabled kid. Quite a wonderful film.
Based on a true story. Based on a true story. A screenplay written 30 years ago by a guy who wrote for My Little Pony cartoons.
You know, one thing that I'm finding is that there are people who do vastly different things. You know, the same person will do a kind of romantic drama, and then they'll do like a, you know, Starfleet battleship cartoon.
The Coen brothers.
Yeah.
I would say my example is the Coen brothers. They're all over the map.
Yeah.
And they have a new movie coming out, too.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. The trailer's up. It's kind of it's about a folk musician. You should check the trailer out.
Okay.
On to other things. What else is going on? Did we talk about the Flying Cow Gallery at Warehouse 21? Dragonfly Art Studio students ages 6 to 12 are having an opening tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. And Flying Cow Gallery is, of course, at Warehouse 21.
Excellent.
Ooh.
You know, the blending just ain't like it used to be.
I know. This is why they don't allow blender drinks in a lot of bars in Santa Fe.
Oh, right.
The noise.
Yeah. Well, at Collected Works, they won't even run the cappuccino machine if somebody's giving a talk.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's respectful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're disrespectful,
but
they need a cover for the blender.
I'm saying they have an entire kitchen. They can put the blender in the kitchen. That's what I'm saying.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, gosh. I forgot to mention this. Matis Yahoo. We have an interview with reggae alt-rock songwriter Matis Yahoo in today's Pasta Tiempo. He is performing on Thursday the 31st at the Lenzik. There's a story on page 18 in today's Pasta Tiempo, and tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org or by calling 988-1234 or strolling up to the ticket office. I guess they call them the box office.
Box office.
I never understood that because it looks like a box.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hmm. Daryl Cherney will be in Taos showing his new film, Who Bombed Judy Barry, tomorrow at 7:30 at the Taos Community Auditorium. And that is the film about two Earth First activists who were bombed by the FBI, and the FBI accused them of bombing themselves. And
yes,
this whole thing went on and on, and I think the FBI was eventually held accountable, but it was a very great drama and a real tragedy for these two Earth activists. And so this guy made a movie about it, and you can go up to Taos, or perhaps you're listening in Taos or nearby, and get your tickets at the Taos Community Auditorium.
Sweet. Hey, do you have a garden?
Of sorts.
Of sorts.
I am not the world's best gardener.
On Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at Bishop's Lodge Ranch Resort and Spa, Michael Clark is going to discuss winter garden maintenance, pruning, watering, other projects.
Nice.
Things to make it easier for you when you start planting in the spring and all that jazz.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was told
Garden is like a 365-day-a-year thing.
Do you garden 365 days a year,
Rob?
You
know, we moved into our house in August, so we didn't have time to get started on a garden. So this is the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Winter Classic Weekend Recital from Santa Fe Pro Musica, did you read that one already?
No.
Okay. Is tonight at 7:30 at the Lenzik, and that's Jan Lisecki on piano performing Chopin's 12 etudes, a bunch of different etudes, and then there's also Winter Classic Weekend Concerto featuring Jan Lisecki performing Beethoven Piano Concerto number 4, and that's tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon, and Overture to the Creatures of Prometheus and some Haydn also. Very, very, very good stuff. And what do you know about Jan Lisecki on piano?
I know he's very young. I know he's like 17 or 18 years old.
Another one of these young virtuosos.
Prodigies.
Yeah.
The people that you'll take your children to see the concert and say, see, this is why you should have stayed in piano lessons.
You can't do that stuff on purpose.
No,
if
that
you're
would be
called
wrong.
To it, you can do it.
Yeah. I know. You got to have a passion for it.
Yeah.
You know. Like gardening or making blender drinks.
Right. Oh, by the way, there's a workshop called Alternatives to Violence. It's the basic workshop. Did you hear about that?
No.
It's a 17-hour interactive workshop that develops community building and conflict resolution skills and nonviolent communication skills. And it starts today and it goes through the weekend at the Unitarian Universalist Church. Now, I probably should have announced this last week, but it's very inexpensive. And for more information, you can call 988-1817 or you can go to avpusa.org. AVP. I guess it's Alternative Violence Project USA. avpusa.org.
avpusa.org.
Now I've said it 17 times.
AVP, you. Hey, have you been to the Jules Works Follies?
You know, I've been having him on almost every time, but I haven't been over there yet. Have you been?
No. Well,
I
you
love
know, they're
what
not,
he does.
They're not over there at Lucky Bean because there's no Lucky Bean.
There's no Lucky Bean anymore.
They're at Spectre Rips Project Space. And
okay.
Actually, let's see, when is it happening? Let me figure this out. 1 second.
All right.
Oh, it's happening at 6 p.m. on Sunday. And that's, I'm sorry, that's totally wrong. It's at Rouge Cat.
That's what I was, because last time they were at Rouge Cat.
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to establish a location that works, and hope that's one of them.
Yeah, no, that's happening at 6 p.m. So I got confused because the CCA's closing party for the exhibit Forget Your Perfect Offering is on Sunday at the Spectre Project Space from 1 to 6. So in a perfect world, you could go to the closing party for this exhibit, right, and then you could go to Jules Works at Rouge Cat.
And did you know that the New Mexico Coalition for Choice is having a 40th anniversary of Roe versus Wade and two events? One of them is today at 1:30, a rally at the Roundhouse at the Rotunda, and then a party at 3 o'clock, and they're going to have a three-tiered birthday cake and coffee, and you can hang out and socialize, and that's at the Santa Fe Community Foundation at 501 Helena Street, which is right near Paseo de Peralta, right off Paseo, but across the street from the Roundhouse.
Neat.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's happening.
That's happening. That's totally happening.
It's like happening.
There's this really interesting Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill out there by Santa Fe Brewing Company. Has been having a lot of Mexican bands out there lately.
Nice.
And so at 7 p.m. on Sunday, this Sunday, they're having a band from Chihuahua, Mexico, who's been in business for 30 years, Los Caporales de Chihuahua. Okay, música ranchera. And there's, let's see, who else is going to be there? El Son de Juarez and DJ Tasmania.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Tickets are available at the Soul Santa Fe website.
Nice. Yeah, it's always fun to go to events that a lot of people are at from a whole different part of the city that you don't know.
I did that once. I went to I think it was Phaedra. So one of our Phaedra Haywood, I think, wrote a story about the nightclub inside Lulu's Chinese restaurant. And they have like salsa nights, and you go in there, and everyone's got their pointy boots and cowboy hats on. And
that's not salsa.
Not salsa nights. It's like ranchera. It's It's like narco corridos and stuff. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, basically because
it's a different kind of dancing. You don't move your hips.
Sometimes you want to go where nobody knows your name.
That's true.
Yeah. And that's a good place for me to go.
And if you speak out loud, they'll say, hey, aren't you Rob DeWalt?
No, I won't.
That happened to you the other day.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it happened to you.
It happened to both of us. We were talking and people recognized our voices.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
So, anything else going on this weekend?
We haven't talked about movies.
We have not talked about movies.
We haven't talked about Beware of Mr. Baker, which is a documentary about drummer Ginger Baker, right?
Go for it.
And, you know, he pounded the skins for Cream, right?
Ah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now I know what you're saying.
And
where's that?
That is at the Screen.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of good stuff happening at the Screen.
Yes. Yes, there is. And then there's also the Rabbi's Cat, which looks really, really fun. And that is at, there's a review in today's Plus Tiempo, and that is at CCA.
Excellent.
Wonderful. I believe it's an animated film.
And then Performance Sunday, this coming Sunday at 11 in the morning, the Netherlands Dance Theater is doing a, well, I mean, it's a, what is that? I guess, is it a high definition thing? Or are they really there?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's called, no, it must be a movie, but it's Netherlands Dance Theater, choreographed by, I'm just going to say it as if it were in English, Jerry Kilian. And, Sunday at 11 in the morning. And that should be fantastic. And what else is happening over at the Screen? Barbara is held over from, and that is a German, the Academy Award nomination, and as we talked about, Any Day Now. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the CCA? Oh, you've already mentioned that.
Let's see. Chasing Ice is still there.
That is a good movie.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's such a good movie.
Stunning. Stunning to look at.
Yep.
I could do without all the weird knee stuff, but.
Yeah, you know.
There was a little too much of that, but stunning to look at.
Yes, the photographer does have compromised knees.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. But that's not the main point.
No, it's not.
The main point is that they put cameras on glaciers, and we see time-lapse glacier-melting photography and video, and it is as beautiful as it is disturbing.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it.
Yep.
Hey, there's a lot of openings tonight. There's one at Zane Bennett. There's one at AC Gallery. There's one at Santa Fe Clay. There's one at Hillside Market on Old Las Vegas Highway. There's one at Charlotte Jackson Fine Art. There's one at A Gallery Santa Fe. Right? And one at the Marion Center for Photographic Arts over at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And we can see we've already talked about the Flying Cow Gallery is having an opening tomorrow. We've already talked about that. Museum of Spanish Colonial Art is having an filigree and finery, the Art of Spanish Elegance. It's a beautiful exhibit. There's a story on page 30.
Is that the same one that I was trying to figure out what was going on before with the miniatures? That must be...
Miniatures.
Anyway,
it's a gorgeous exhibit. What I've seen is fabulous.
All right.
And
that is opening today.
That is opening today, and Jennifer Levin wrote a great story about it in today's Positiempo.
And the Positiempo is looking as beautiful as ever.
Yes.
Rob DeWalt is with the Positiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us just about every other Friday speaking of the arts, and it's always great to have you on the air.
It's great to be here.
And we are the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, I think. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And, you know, I tried to tweet, but I haven't tweeted in
forever.
3 months. I'm constitutionally incapable of tweeting. I should probably cancel that account.
Yeah.
Or else get somebody to tweet for me. Do you get people to tweet for you, or do you tweet yourself?
I do it 4 times a day.
You tweet 4 times a day?
Yes.
You'll have to tell me your tweet secrets.
Keeps the system clean. Just,
whatever is bothering you, you get it out there. That's disturbing. Anyway, we want to thank the wonderful Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Keep up to date on all the crazy stuff going on in the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And after 9:05 or so, jazz on KSFR, ksfr.org. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.